views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150, AM 1230 over at WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York, cable radio network, or on Transformation around the world. But I'm so glad you're listening to us wherever, or even on the podcast as well. I'm so glad you joined us here today, and I'm going to say hello to my better half here in the studio today, who's not Benny, but Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hello. I don't know about better half.
Well, you know what? If you weren't here, I'd be talking to myself.
That's true, for now.
Yes. And people wouldn't be able to hear me, and so I'm so grateful you're here doing your magic on the other side of all those computer screens.
My little wall here.
Yes. And, you know, today, I'm going to be doing things a little bit differently than usual. I love having conversations with the amazing guests that I have on my show. It's very illuminating for me. It helps me on my path. And I know that for those of you who are listening, it has to help you as well, because there's some amazing information out there. There's some amazing connections out there, people who are here to support us on our journey. Well, today, I'm not going to be having another guest. I've got some information I want to share with you today. And it's funny because one of my former guests and Facebook friends and friends made some comment, oh, Christine's going to interview herself. And, you know, it's kind of funny. Maybe I do have multiple personalities, and I may be asking questions and answering them. But really, sometimes I just want to speak to you directly and share some of the things I'm inspired about, because I know those of you who are listening are on your paths. I'm on my path. I learn things. I want to share with them with you. And today I'm going to be talking about the gifts and challenges. Now, there are a lot of people out there who've talked about some of the gifts within the big challenges, you know, the life-threatening illness, the very abusive childhood that allowed a person to shift dramatically as they healed that later on, so on and so forth. Great stories. And I know that for some of us, such as myself, we've had our own big challenges and have learned wonderful things through the process. We've found those gifts within the big challenges. But how do we view those daily challenges? You know, the irritations, the annoyances, the obstacles, the things that don't go right, you know, like Mercury in retrograde, playing around with my telephone or my computer or, you know, whatever it is. How do we handle those? Are they something just to get through? Or are there gifts within those challenges as well? You know, as I've been on my path, I think I've gone from sort of understanding the gifts within the big challenges, but haven't really gone into the little challenges deeply until lately. I've been looking at them a little bit differently. Some of them are small and irritating, and yet there's, when you look at them with awareness, with sort of a stepping back without judgment, there can be great depth and meaning for us. I want to share a story. This past summer when it was really, really hot in Seattle, I had placed an order for birthday candles. I had found these great birthday candles that were just these great colors, and they were very slim, and I really liked them a lot, and I'd used them, and my son's birthday was coming up, and I didn't have quite enough. He was turning 21. I needed 21 candles. I think I had something like 13 of them. And I looked around. They didn't carry them where they had carried them before, so I looked around on the internet. I found them on Amazon. Now, I order all sorts of things from Amazon and, you know, am generally very happy. But this day, I was already in a bit of a grumpy mood. I think I was still processing something relating to the loss of my kitty, you know, who died a little over a year ago. I think it was around the anniversary of her death, and I was feeling that sort of underlying grief, but really wasn't facing it. So I was a little bit on edge. And the delivery man comes up to the door, he drops the box off, rings my doorbell, and then walks away. So I go out there, and I pick up this box, and there are candles that are spilling out of this box. And I'm looking at this box, and it's like a book box, you know, something that wraps around a hardcover book. And it's got these two little packages of very flimsy, like plastic cylinders holding these candles. But it's no longer holding these candles. It's not only squished the box, it's squished some of the candles, it's dropped some of the candles out, and they're leaking out of the box. Okay, so there I am getting rather annoyed, right? That's the first stage for me. It's like I'm feeling annoyed, and I decide it's time for me to contact Amazon because I'm not happy with the way they ship them. And by the way, I'd gotten the last little box of candles that they had available in this one color, and I was planning on using those for my son's birthday, right? You know, I had attachment there. So I called them up, and they said, oh, you have to ship this stuff back. I'm like, no, you guys did a bad job. Delivery, and I went back and forth. Okay, you get the idea. You've probably been there pretty, you know, irritated with somebody or some situation. So then I took a deep breath, and I got through it, and got them to say, okay, you don't have to mail it back. There I was, reasonably happy, right? And then the next irritation came along. I was expecting an electrical inspector to come inspect some work that had been done at my house, and he was supposed to be there during a certain period of time. I made myself available for like a four-hour window that day. And apparently, he showed up. But I didn't know it. I look out the window, and I see this tag hanging next to my door, and I'm thinking, what is that tag? I go out and read it, and apparently he arrived, and I didn't hear him, and he left, and he, you know, it said something about how I'd need to reschedule and pay an exorbitant fee. It was like a, you know, it was significant, well over $100. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is just not fair. So he had a telephone number. I called him. I said, I must have just missed you. I'm in the house. I don't know why I didn't hear you. And we had this interchange that didn't go very well. So there I am, knowing that I'm starting to spin out of control. So what do I do next? Okay, I take a few deep breaths, recognizing that I need to deal with this. And so I called the company that installed, you know, the electrical thing. I called the electrical contractor. And everybody said, you know what? There's no fighting City Hall, so to speak. You know, you're just going to have to pay the fee. But if you want to talk to the manager, go ahead and call the manager. So there I am. I'm like, I'm fit to be tied, and I realize I have to get myself more centered before I talk to this person. I call up. And to make a long story short, I got through to the manager, and there I am sort of holding that anger in and, you know, trying to be reasonable in my conversation. And I get the manager, and she hears, you know, the little bit of the story, and all of a sudden she sort of sighs, and she said, I'm so sorry. That person is just back from medical leave. He's been gone for a year. We almost lost him. And all of a sudden I realized this person I was so totally annoyed with was dealing with such incredible big issues. And as she was telling me, you know, a little bit about it, you know, she's like, I can't go into detail, but I tell you what, I'll come out and inspect it. I'm not going to charge you the fee. So there I was getting what I want, but all of a sudden I felt terrible about it. Here was this challenge of, okay, I need to get through this. I need to sort of navigate my way to get what I want. And instead of getting what I wanted in terms of action, I realized that I was actually getting to the depth of something within me, this judgment of others when they misbehave. And sometimes if I know a person and I understand that they're misbehaving because they've got some underlying fear or problem or issue, you know, I have the compassion. But here I was feeling completely annoyed with this man who almost lost his life and was still trying to deal with a lot of challenges. And the tears began to stream down my face, and I realized that I can be very judgmental at times. And in these situations where I'm interacting with others and feeling challenged, that I needed to have some softer kind of energy towards the situation, because you never know, you know, what a person is dealing with. And I know we hear that as an adage out there, you know, but here was a case when it was actually hitting home. So it was very beneficial for me to actually kind of expand into this challenge and realize that I was learning something very, very valuable, despite all the irritation, despite couple of situations that were really annoying. And it also, for me, touching deeply through compassion and empathy with this person who was probably facing a life-threatening illness and having to deal with a lot, it also touched into that grief that I had been experiencing going into that day about the loss of my cat. So it not only helped me to become a better person, it also helped me to release something that was deep within me that morning. So I've got lots of other stories, and I've got some insights about how we can take these moment-to-moment challenges in our day and actually not only learn from them, but expand more deeply because of them. We're going to go to a quick break, but more in a few moments with the Christine Upchurch Show.
All these kinds of places make it seem like it's been ages. Tomorrow's sun, the building's great sky.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is a complete approach to wellness. Serenity Bliss offers integrated therapies for whole body health. From facials to massage, from laser skin treatments to herbal wellness, from chiropractic care to energy healing. We work with teens who want to put their best face forward, adults of all ages who want to maintain that youthful glow, and anyone who wants to enjoy vibrant well-being head to toe. Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is bringing the European approach to restoring natural beauty and wellness here to the Seattle area. Located on the east side, off the beaten path, yet just minutes from the freeway. If you'd like to experience the joy of relaxation, skincare excellence, and total wellness, then come experience your Serenity Bliss. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. That's SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. Or call 206-229-0086.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
I never thought I'd be alone.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, I'm doing a radio blog today. I don't know if you'd call that, let's see, a blog, then there's a video blog, which is a vlog. Radio blog, I don't know, that's like relog, which isn't very good. Maybe we should call it a plog, a pod, because if people are listening on their podcasts, it'd be a podcast blog. But anyway, I am here today talking about the benefits and gifts within our everyday challenges. Now, first, I want to say thank you to those people who came to the open house last night at Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa, which is the place that those of us at Stellar Reflections do sessions out of. And it was a great turnout, and I know that some of our clients showed up, and it was a wonderful, wonderful time. And the head of the spa, Luba, she did a wonderful job, you know, with a huge spread of amazing food and real generosity of spirit. So, but thank you all. And, you know, I just wanted to share a story of what some of the challenges have meant for me preparing for that open house. You know, it's interesting because there were many steps in having our business, Stellar Reflections, prepare for this open house. And it's kind of funny because it actually illuminated some things for me as I was dealing with them. Okay. We decided that one of the things we were going to include as a little gift was a piece of fluorite. And fluorite comes in these amazing octahedrons. And octahedrons in our work, in particular the 111 activation, is really significant. And I believe it's actually that geometry is significant in terms of our transformation and the stage we're at right now, but that's a whole other conversation. So anyway, picture this. Trying to get over 100 of these little crystals into 100 little plastic bags and print out 100 labels to say fluorite and peel off the backings and put them on and then, you know, put the labels on, and then attach it to business card. Okay, many, many steps. So there I am. Guess it was yesterday morning. Oh, my goodness, it seems like so long ago. Yesterday morning trying to finalize that project. So I put on the coffee, and then I printed out the labels, and I get everything out. And as I'm having my coffee, I begin. And it's this long process, very tedious. Put it into the plastic bag, put the label on it, attach the little plastic bag to the business cards, you know, and so on and so forth. And when I was about two-thirds of the way through, I realized that printing the labels out before coffee was probably not a good idea because I had misspelled the word fluorite. Instead of F-L-U-O-R-I-T-E, I spelled it F-L-O-U-R-I-T-E, as in, like, flowerite. And it's like, oh, no. I wanted people to be able to Google the term so they could see what the properties were and see if it was supposed to be helpful for them, that sort of thing. So there I am, like, 75 of these things all put together, and I'm thinking, oh, crap. And I burst out laughing. And you know, I know that about 10 or 20 years ago, I would have been irate. I would have just been kicking myself. I would have been giving myself a hard time. And instead of doing this, I laughed about it. And I realized that, okay, I'm imperfect. And it was actually very illuminating for me. Here I was dealing with this challenge. And I wasn't getting particularly reactive. I was rolling with it. So when we're facing challenges and we aren't having a hard time dealing with them, instead we're just sort of in the flow, keep our sense of humor, it's actually indicating for us about the growth that we have experienced. And it's also illuminating for us how we're in that flow. And I do believe that when we're in that flow, it allows us to transform and heal much more easily. So that was a good bit of information. But let's back up a little bit to the night before when I, you remember those little plastic bags I was talking about? I went looking for them because I knew I had them and I could not for the life of me figure out where they were. I know that I'd seen them a couple of months ago. I knew I'd done something very sensible with them, but thinking, did I accidentally give them away when I took stuff down to Value Village? Is it in the closet here? And as I started wandering around into my closet and into the garage and through drawers, I began to get really uncomfortable because there I was facing the clutter of my garage and the messiness of my closet, and I felt completely overwhelmed. So there I was dealing with this challenge of finding these little plastic bags that I needed by the next morning so I could go through the process of loading everything together and putting it together, of course waiting to the last minute, which is something I have a tendency to do. And I was not exactly spinning out of control, but I was not happy. And then I realized, okay, right now I'm in the garage and I can't seem to find these bags where I thought they were, and this clutter is really bothering me. And even though I had all sorts of things to do and I needed to find them, I thought, I am just going to deal with some of this right now. So I knocked down some boxes, I consolidated some packing material, and lo and behold, I found them. But it was illuminating for me. There I was in the midst of this challenge, and instead of just focusing on the feelings of, you know, I'm overwhelmed, I got to find these things, you know, I'm frustrated because I can't find them, I recognized that I've got this underlying feeling of being overwhelmed and feeling discomfort over this clutter that exists in a couple of the places in my house. So for me, that facing that challenge and sort of looking at it more broadly allowed me to face something that needs to be dealt with. And yes, I started dealing with it, but I've got a long ways to go. But it's these sorts of things, when we allow ourselves to just sort of kind of get into that observer role and see what's going on, we can not only see like how a person may be triggering us during a conversation or you know, what issues we have to deal with, but it also sort of shows for us where we are on our evolutionary journey, where we're at, what other feelings might be kind of triggered by what's going on, you know, like the last story about how I was missing my cat who had died the year before, and I had some grief that was coming up, and so it allowed me to see the depths of that. So really, it's an opportunity to see where we're at and what's going on. So there, you know, all sorts of challenges we face. It could be somebody cutting us off in traffic. And I know that that happens to me occasionally. And in fact, I've had a couple of people, I don't know how to say it delicately on the radio, but basically give me one of those gestures that's really aggressive and confrontational. And I'll be looking at myself thinking, huh, am I attracting this? You know, the old school spirituality said, okay, you know, if it comes into your reality, then it's in your vibrational field. You need to clear it. And there I am thinking, huh, you know, I feel really good right now. I'm doing a good job driving. In fact, I'm being more than accommodating to this person on my tail, and I'm driving, you know, 7 miles an hour of the speed limit, whatever it is. It's their stuff. And so those kinds of situations can be very illuminating. And there have been times when, yes, indeed, I get very, very irritated, and that's illuminating too. But these challenges are opportunities for us to explore in a deep way to see what's going on. And, you know, it's even some of the mundane things that we don't think too much about, you know, like we're getting ready in the morning and we're having a particularly bad hair day. Or, you know, we might be putting on a pair of pants that have fit us well for, you know, a long time, and suddenly they're getting too tight. And it could just be a minor irritation, something that needs to be dealt with, or it might be bringing up some sort of aspect of long-term body shame that we've had. You know, it's so if we go into each situation with kind of this exploratory mode of what's going on for me now, how does this relate to me? I think it can be very helpful. You know, there's another story that I'd like to share that, you know, I went into a store one day, and I was on my way actually to meet a friend for dinner, and I had meant to go to my regular pet food store to get my cat food, and I didn't make it down there in time. So I was having to stop at a grocery store, regular grocery store, and I went into a grocery store that was near the restaurant we were meeting at, and I didn't really know this grocery store. So I go in there, and I'm in a hurry because I have to meet my friend, you know, and I want to be there on time. And this nice woman says, oh, I'll show you where it is. She worked there. She took me down to the cat food aisle, and then she began to talk. You know, she was one of these people who was like a real talker. And I know sometimes that those sorts of people, when we're in a hurry, can be a little annoying. But something told me to just remain present with it. And so she chatted, and we began to talk about cats. And then she started sharing with me about how she'd had a cat and lost her cat a couple years before and had never gotten a new cat. And all of a sudden, she began to have tears streaming down her face as I stood there being patient with her in that moment. And instead of sort of being frustrated and saying, thank you very much, and rushing out, I sort of gave her the space to interact with me in a way that, for whatever reason, she seemed to need to. And at the end, she just seemed so incredibly grateful. There she was, helping me, showing me the cat food. Well, I got my canned cat food, but there, I was there for her. So sometimes in those challenging moments, it's really an opportunity for us to make a choice to be there fully. Got more stories, and also I want to give you an opportunity to share how some of your minor annoyances, some of your daily challenges, might be serving you on your path. What's the telephone number, Sarah, where people can call in?
The telephone number, which I shamefully don't have memorized yet, I know I'm awful, is 425-373-5527. Or in Western Washington, you can call toll-free at 888-298-KKNW, which is 5569.
Back in a few moments on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit livemoreradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is coming up right around the corner on October 24th from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. with free admission located at the North Seattle Community College in the Conference Center. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. You won't want to miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org, and we'll see you there.
Oh,
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW WBLQ, CRNN, Transformation Talk Radio. You know, today I'm talking about the gifts within everyday challenges. Yeah, our daily life is filled with challenges, big and small, and it brings up a variety of emotions: frustration, sadness, judgment, shame. Although they do feel like hurdles to get past, get through, climb over, jump over, there really is something big and important within those everyday challenges for us to explore. So, again, I want to mention, if any of you want to share some of your challenges and how it illuminated something within your life, please call in. We've got the number for Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW both here. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, that number is 1-800-930-2819.
What was that again?
1-800-930-2819.
Wonderful, thank you. You know, I think that some of our everyday challenges aren't just the nature of interacting with people and things like that. Sometimes our everyday challenges relate to dealing with, oh gosh, technology. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I have such difficulty with certain types of technology. Now, yes, I work in the energy healing realm. I work with some amazing frequencies. I've been told to stand farther away from a computer before, somebody else's computer, because it seems to go haywire sometimes when I get close. It's kind of an occupational hazard. But sometimes, as a human trying to talk to other people and the phone's doing weird things, or trying to get a newsletter sent out and the computer's not behaving properly, it can be extremely frustrating. And it's funny, because if we can sort of take a step back and say, okay, what's going on here? I'm dealing with this challenge right now. Oh, the other day, I'm working on a new website, and it's sort of a creation of love. I wanted to get my hands in and get them dirty, basically pick out all the images and move things around. And, you know, I'm getting some help, and I'll get some more help associated with dealing a few of the things. But it's really been a labor of love. And yet, the other day, my blog page disappeared. Completely disappeared. So I'm thinking, oh, good. I'm really glad that I had taken snapshots of these pages just so that I could, like, recreate it. So I'm thinking it's going to take me probably 10 minutes, 15 minutes is all for this particular, you know, page to get it up there. And then I started dealing with issues with getting the photo the right size, and it was not working, and it was not working, it was not working, and I was very frustrated. So in that moment, I tried probably 5 times, I realized there's information in this challenge for me. Now is not the right time. And yeah, some people would say if Mercury's in retrograde, it's not the right time at all. But, you know, I'm also pragmatic, and I know that I've got to get things done, and so therefore I decided to step away. And I actually revisited it about, 1 o'clock in the morning one night, and suddenly it was working just fine. But sometimes there's information within a challenge that it is time for us to kind of back away, regroup. Oftentimes when we're dealing with a challenge, the fact that it feels so challenging to us is indication that we need some self-care. We need to go take a hot bath. We need to go out into nature. We need to just take a break from whatever it is we're dealing with. So it's, again, within everyday challenges, there's a whole lot of information illuminating for us about where we're at and what it is we want or don't want. There are so many situations in everyday life where we're interacting with others, and, you know, there are lots of relationship issues of one sort or another. We deal with people in the public scenario. We have personal relationships, whether they be romantic, familial, with friends. And there's a lot of things that can occur within a relationship where it'll bring up a challenge. Now, oftentimes, the challenge is really something that's kind of like touching upon something that's deep within us that needs to be illuminated and released. But sometimes it's indicating to us that we really need to explore. Like, I don't know if you guys have heard that expression. It's a well-known expression. Cross me once, shame on you. Cross me twice, shame on me. So, really, it's like if you've attracted it more than once, a situation that's sort of triggering the same thing more than once, I don't think there should be any shame involved. But in that challenge, when you're facing it and it feels so familiar, it's actually an opportunity to look within and say, oh, okay, there's something going on here. Or why haven't I been setting boundaries? And that information is really, really important for us on our journey. And yes, these everyday challenges, maybe we could just like avoid that negative interaction with that family member or you know, avoid talking about that subject with our friends. But when we do face the challenges, instead of avoiding them, it's actually a great opportunity to illuminate where we're at and what it is we need to do. You know, those of you who've experienced a significant loss in your life, and that's probably most of you who are listening, you know, a loved one who's passed over, it can be challenging sometimes because there are moments when the grief comes up. Now, you know, I know early on in the grieving process when somebody dies, it can be intense. But even after a lot of time has passed, yes, things have eased, but you'll get moments of grief coming up. And I remember the other day, I was in my kitchen, and I saw, like, there on my shelf, I had set a framed photo that my father had taken for me years ago. It was a photo of a sailboat on the water. And all of a sudden, I had grief coming up. I felt really sad that both of my parents were gone. And there I was cooking dinner and, you know, started to have the tears streaming down my face. And instead of just trying to, you know, move away from it, whatever, I just allowed it. And there I was moving through this challenge. And as I just sort of observed and felt and allowed, something dawned on me. There I was cooking dinner. And my father was there, in a sense, there with me in the kitchen. And I looked up at the cookbooks that were next to that photo of the sailboat, and I realized my mother's cookbook is up there, and my mother was the one who taught me to cook. So as I'm allowing this challenge of facing grief at a moment when, you know, was not the most opportune time, had to get dinner ready for my son, I allowed it. And I realized my parents are with me. And so facing that challenge allowed me to sort of integrate more deeply the fact that my parents taught me all sorts of things. Love of nature, like my father with that photograph. How to cook and bring joy and nutrition to the family by cooking. And I realized it's not a challenge. It's really something beautiful, an opportunity to grow and deepen my connection and deepen my sort of assimilation of what my parents shared with me and become sort of more whole because of it. So it was one of those moments when it actually helped me to face that challenge. And I know that we have all sorts of challenges in our life, and sometimes they feel really big. And I think that they're always opportunities. So we're actually going to go to a quick break, but when we return, I'm going to sort of share kind of like my checklist of what we need to ask ourselves when we're facing these everyday challenges, whether it's an annoyance in the grocery store or something coming up in, you know, a relationship with our spouse. But before I do, I also want to invite you to have the opportunity to share something about insights you've gotten from an everyday challenge. What's the number again, Sarah?
That number again is 1-800-930-2819.
Yes. 1-800-930-2819. All right, great. We'll be back in a few moments.
Nah, nah, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stressed? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
But if you ask where I'm staying tonight, I gotta be like, oh baby, no baby, you got me all wrong, baby, my baby's already got all my...
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, today we're talking about the gifts within everyday challenges, and I know that sounds kind of like, you know, backwards, like, okay, we need to get past the challenge. Okay, and maybe after the fact we'll have learned something, but we'll just be glad it's over. And yes, oftentimes we're human and we like to have ease. But I do believe it's possible to find that ease within the challenges themselves instead of trying to avoid them, circumvent them, go through them quickly. You know, there are all sorts of things that can sort of be perceived to be a challenge. And oftentimes I think we don't really look at them that way. But sometimes I think just looking at the news and hearing about some of the headlines becomes a bit of a challenge because it creates stress in our lives. And there are some awful, horrific headlines out there and some terrible things that have happened. You know, whether we're talking about, oh gosh, the headline last week was about a college shooting spree and which for me hit close to home because I've got kids in high school and college. And today I saw something in my email about, you know, calves, you know, baby cows, calves being taken away from their mothers. And for me, that just sort of created stress. So the challenges can just come in little bits and pieces where it's not really like a stress in our life and where we're thinking, oh, we're having problems with the computer, we're having problems with this person, we're stuck in traffic, whatever it is. It can just be the stress that arises from what is out there in this world that can be, you know, very negative at times. But even in these situations, seeing what gets triggered for us can be very illuminating. You know, the this issue of, you know, something big and somewhat, excuse me, catastrophic occurring or something tragic occurring, there's a part of us that sometimes I think gets very drawn to that. I know in psychology they talk about this phenomenon. But beyond that, I think that if we allow ourselves to feel the feelings deeply, you know, to feel the anger of something horrible happening, somebody, you know, doing something terrible to other humans or to an animal or whatever it is, but, you know, to keep being present with whatever's unfolding. And I believe that we often just want to get past the bad feelings, but I think that the best thing to do is actually to go into them and to realize that within this horror and this anger is this deep sadness that's there, and to explore that and realize, first of all, that, you know, we as parents, we as humans who care about others, you know, don't want people to have their lives ended early, particularly not in a situation where somebody, you know, it's not just an accident, but somebody has done it on purpose. But beyond that, if we stay there in that stress, that challenge of facing what is out there, we can also realize that there are all sorts of other people who feel the same way. So as we sort of go into this stress, into this challenge, it also allows us the opportunity to connect. Yes, you can see all sorts of things on Facebook about it or other social media, and not just about the horrors, but about the sadness. But by being present with it, we can recognize that there are a whole lot of people out there who care. And there may be solutions that we want to support so that these sorts of things don't happen again. But in any event, it does allow us an opportunity to really face what we're feeling and to shift. You know, there's also times when we are helping people with their challenges. And this is always kind of interesting for me because it's a double-edged sword. You know, you want to help a person to get through their challenges, but you also don't want to fix things for them because that fixing things for them is very disempowering. So how do we support others when they're facing a challenge? You know, I think that probably the most powerful thing we can offer another human being in any situation, really, is to be there as a witness. And so with the challenges come all sorts of illuminations. And if we're helping another person and trying to fix it or trying to get them distracted from whatever they're dealing with, then it does not allow them the opportunity to find the gifts within their challenge. So I think that, you know, as we are dealing with our everyday challenges, I think that it's the key feature of benefiting from these challenges is having the awareness. Having that awareness within the moment of that challenge, and it can bring us that awareness of the potential gift. So, we can ask ourselves, what's going on here? Is it really what I think it is? Do I have a choice in how I perceive things? Okay, that person just cut me off in traffic. Is it because of me? Do I perceive it like, oh, I just attract that sort of thing, I'm a victim? I hate it when people do that sort of thing to me. Or is it about them? And realizing, oh, that person's dangerous and they're angry and I need to get out of his way or her way. So one of the things I think when we're sort of exploring the challenges is to ask ourselves, as I sort of make a choice in how I perceive things, can I suspend my judgment about the situation? That judgment often comes from our knee-jerk reaction in situations. And if we can sort of get into that observer role, I think it really helps us to sort of shift and welcome the gift within. What information does this challenge offer me? What's it telling me about where I'm at right now, how I'm feeling, what it is I might need to change in my life? And how do I really, really feel? Another important question, this is something that Matt Kahn talks about a lot, is within the challenge, how much am I loving myself in the midst of this challenge? You know, in the situation with preparing the gifts attached to the business card, you know, for in preparation for the open house, I wasn't loving myself very much when I was looking at all the clutter. I was actually very angry at myself for allowing things to get to be that way. But when it came time to sort of misspelling the labels and having to rip them off and start all over again, I was more loving to myself. So I think that within the challenge, if we see how we're responding and we ask ourselves, am I loving myself fully in this moment, it can actually illuminate a lot for us. Also, you know, just like people do with the really big challenges in their lives, whether the health challenges or the childhood challenges or the relationship challenges, you know, people can rewrite their stories in a variety of ways to have a different perspective on what it is on their path that has actually served them to experience these things. But within that everyday kind of challenge, can you rewrite the story and view it a little bit differently? For instance, the story about those candles that were falling out of the package. For me now, it's not about, oh, there's frustration upon frustration, I'm having a terrible day, but rather, I had some grief. I got to have it touched upon by another situation to allow it to be released. And I developed more compassion for others who were experiencing issues. So that's looking at the story a little bit differently. And I think that if we're kind of trying to run through our challenges, get around the challenges, avoid the challenges, we don't have the opportunity to have that kind of transformation. And what gift can I allow myself to receive from this particular annoyance, irritation, difficult interaction, whatever it is? Anyway, I am hoping that a few of these mundane stories that I've been sharing with you today helps illuminate for you how facing your everyday challenges can actually be beneficial. Looking at them in a different way can actually help us to expand and to create greater ease within our lives. And I really do believe that if we have sort of this perspective that there's a benefit to this situation, it creates greater ease and allows us to get through it more quickly. But it's really kind of paradoxical. You can't sort of go into it thinking, I'm going to get through this quickly by allowing it. It's really about you have to allow it to move through it. And it creates greater ease in our lives, which allows us to be more in that flow and allow better things to show up, because really this world is a wonderful place and life has so many gifts even amongst the challenges. You know, as I said before, I'm working on a new website. It's coming very soon, and the tagline on it is live life more vibrantly. And I really believe that whatever we're dealing with in our day, whether it's joy, sorrow, you know, happy, sad, difficult, easy, that living life more vibrantly is about allowing a deeper, broader spectrum of experience in our lives. And that includes within the moment of our daily challenges. Anyway, that's it for today. Just a quick announcement. On October 24th and 25th, I'm going to be teaching the 111 activation training. I'll be teaching people how to facilitate this amazing process that really takes about half an hour to an hour to facilitate for another, and it can create huge, huge shifts for a person. It's basically adding a sacred geometric pattern to their vibrational field, and people experience all sorts of amazing changes within their lives. Changing the vibrational pattern seems to change the person's vibrational field and helps them to transform. And we still have a few spots available. We've got people coming from multiple countries for this seminar. And if you're so inspired to share this with others in any way, please go to my website, which is christineupchurch.com. And I've really enjoyed having an opportunity to talk to you today. Please give me feedback. We have Stellar Reflections and the Christine Upchurch Show Facebook pages. We've also got a way to interact with us on our website. Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com. Talkradio.com.